repents for not being able to preach the word that was given to me as a missionary. But I want to find out in a case like this, how, what you could have done, and what's the advice you give us? When we went to Liberia, we noticed that people don't accept people to enter their houses. When you visit somebody, they'll come outside, meet you at the porch, and then give you a chair outside. So most of the people we preach to, we always preach to them at the porch. It took me a long while. People never opened their houses for you to come in the living room like we do here in Cameroon. So when we started the assembly in the first house that we had, on Sunday, people would talk the gospel to. On Sunday, they would be passing and going to their churches. So one boy did advise us that we should build something behind the house where we're living so that the people would be willing to come there. When we moved from that house, after a while, we went to another place. There we were able to have a compound where we were able to have meetings in the compound because it was fenced. That's where Brasikesi met us. But as time went on, they drove us from there and we had to go and look for a classroom. And the people said they didn't want to go to church in a classroom because when they die, their bodies will not be carried to a classroom. So most of the people who really talked to and they gave their life to Christ were shy to come to the classroom. So we started getting complex, we started feeling bad, we didn't know how to do it. On Sunday, when we are in the classroom, people are passing whom we have preached the gospel to, and then we just only ourselves, and then, you know, it's be too ridiculous. So it came a time we decided now to look for a place which we could repair and then have it like a church, because they said we only like to go to a church where when we die, they can carry our bodies there and, you know, like that. So we went and found a house that was burnt. We took tarpaulin and put tarpaulin over it. And that's where Brazak met us the first time. So I don't know. When I went to Ivory Coast during the war, the second, let's say the third war in Liberia, after I went there, I saw how important people, rich people, colonials, and things, they go into people's living room and have fellowship. And then I started noticing that they were not like my own of members. They were deep. They were different. The quality was different. So we started feeling bad. Now my husband and myself said, no, daddy, we have to go back to house church. But then how do we do it? The people don't like to open their houses or house church to come there. To be very honest, even me now who I have my own house and I built an assembly by my house, but it has a fence. I pray that some kind of people don't come to church. I can pray like that. That some kind of people don't come to church because I'm afraid that when they come to church, they will look and in the night they will visit me. Yes, so when you talk about who wants to give his house a house fellowship, everybody is folding up because they will not want to expose their home and some strange person will come and then in the name of coming to church, since you can't tell, say, oh no, you go out. Then in the night they'll come and visit you. So that is really a problem. I don't know. What do you think you could have done?
You jumped a step.
Yes.
What you are describing exists in almost every English-speaking country. But you jumped a step. When you led people to God in their pouch, you should have asked them, can you and I study the Bible? Can I come and pray with you tomorrow for 15 minutes? And you go back there on the pouch without anything, pray with him. When you have done that 6 times, according to Billy Graham, you can invite him and say, would you like to have a cup of tea with me at home, in my house? You don't invite him to your meeting.
To my house.
You just invite him to your house as somebody you have gotten you acquainted with, and ask him, will you like to have a cup of tea? Most likely they will come because they have gotten used to you. And when they come to the house, on the table with a meal and with a cup of tea and some cakes and biscuits, people can chat, and you start, you try to get to know them. Try to ask them, how has life been? We are just strangers. We are coming in, and begin to break what they call breaking the ice. Because after war, people are not the same. After the war in Liberia, people are suspicious. And then for a culture that is soaked in sorcery, and where they know how they deal with each other, stealing each other's pants and handkerchiefs to go and do sorcery. Nobody wants you to enter his house so that you don't take an object for totemic contact. So it was natural. The problem is that you jumped the step of teaching them the gospel after preaching to them the gospel. If you had been a bit more patient, you would have gone like that to about seven people whom you are teaching like that and whom you have brought to your house. And then maybe to one, eventually to one of them, when you invite them some other day, can you come around? Can you come again to the house? I have some things that are troubling me. I would like to ask your advice. Let's have a meal so that I can ask your advice. And then you invite all the others that you are meeting with. If they come to the house, and after the eating, you tell them, you see, we are missionaries. We came here to build the people of God. We have noticed that you people don't feel free to enter people's houses. Now, some of you have believed in the Lord Jesus. I go to your house and sit in front of your porch. We sit here. Please, where can we meet all of us so that I can start teaching you the Bible? So that I won't have to go all over. And you let them talk. If you allow them talk, they will create their first meeting place. A missionary does not create a meeting place. It is one of the laws of being a missionary. The missionary does not create a meeting place for the people. He ministers to them, builds relationship with them, and when they are about 7-10, he throws the problem at them. And say, there are a number of you that I'm trying to minister to. Where can we meet? And then you listen to them. One of them, in all probability, will tell you, please, can we come here to your parlor on Saturday? Or one of them can say, we have a house. My house is a bit, maybe a bit in the middle. Can you both come? Let's sit in front of my porch, and then we can discuss. It may start there. But as it grows, and as new people come, and as they invite new people, they will resolve the logistic problem. So it wasn't that you people that your gospel was different from Menye's gospel. The difference with Menye was that Menye followed something that was in his prophecy. The Lord told him, I will bring to you the first man. I will bring to you the first woman. When he went and he started sharing the gospel, he met Cosidora and met brother Kobe. Cosidora was the one that began looking for where the Menyes will stay and arranging how the other people who come, how to handle them. Then Kobe was the one that now started looking for many, many people, many of his former contacts, since he had been a former communist. So he had many contacts and he wanted them to come and hear the pure gospel, even though partly he was hoping that he would be a shareholder in the business. But most of the logistics, Menye was simply weaker than you people in that he allowed the people he found there take many of the practical decisions while he concentrated on teaching. It was they that handled their in Nigeria, even until Daddy came. For the 15 years that we were in Nigeria, Daddy came to my house once. That passed through my house once. Because when we met, we were invited to Dr. Obiaga's home. That's where we began to just sit informally, eat, talk, and then, yeah. Then the wife will cook jollof rice. Yellow fried rice, curry rice. When we met, we just enjoyed ourselves. Then we'll sit in the television room and chat. We chatted, get to know ourselves. Then I visited their relatives in the villages, in their village. So when it came to a meeting place, they are the ones that went and rented the local government secretariat in Ikeja. We started off really big. They went and rented the local government secretariat in the capital of Lagos, Ikeja. But it meant that all of us had to, every Sunday, the average one of us has to drive around 30, 40 kilometers to get, you know how big Lagos is. And then it is a no man's land. So later on they said, no, this thing, we are losing our members. Because this is just, the logistics are just not right. So they decided, let's go and rent a massive mansion that has a big compound. So they went to Ebute Metta and rented that massive mansion. And since the church did not have enough money to rent that kind of property, and Sister Udu was a businesswoman, and Brasikesi was a businesswoman, so we made three parts. Since the church had enough space, that the building had enough space, we rented, so Sister Udu's business, Softail Limited, occupied a part, and they paid rents. Sikesi's business occupied a part, and they paid rents. And then the church, with the limited finances that we had, completed the rents. And then we could use the massive compound. But we could even pull together our money because of an existing relationship already. But they were the ones that came up with the idea of hiring the hall. From the time we hired the hall, till I left Lagos, I never knew how. I never handled the money of the church. I never touched the money of the church from the first day. I allowed them to take many of the practical decisions. It was motivated by the fact that I knew I had to come back to Cameroon. So the only problem now in what you are, and it is not too late, Mercy, you can reach a new category of people. But when you reach people with the gospel and they believe, you need a period of teaching them the gospel at home with them. And then when you want to start moving them out of their home, don't move them to church. Move them to your home for a meal. Jean Edwards says that the period of eating together informally until they gain confidence to invite you to their own home to be able to have a meal should last minimum of 4 months. So in the art of church planting, when you are already like in Cameroon, where CMFI is already known, we already have a reputation, we are already a big church. People, you can start a church on the very day you preach to people. But when you are pioneering, you may take about 4 months of just informal fellowship, building people, and teaching a lot of the Bible in life application without a formal worship protocol. That is to say, let us come for worship meeting. You just, during the meal, you pray, you tell them, I read my Bible today, I had my meditation today, God was telling me something, can I share it with you people? You share. Don't call it a church service. If that takes at least 4 months, after that, people can begin to move towards a formal meeting as a church, especially in Anglophone background. For those who believe straight from Islam, they don't have that transition. They start the church the very day they believe because they have nowhere else to go to. They will not pass your house to go to their church. They cannot go back to the mosque. So they must start something. For those who are coming straight from Hinduism, they cannot do that. They start the church the very day they believe. In our culture, in your situation is more like Jesus' situation. In Jesus' ministry, he taught in their synagogues. He went to their synagogues and taught a lot before they followed him to the bushes. Before they started following him to the waterside and to the grasslands and to the mountains, he had been to their synagogues and taught and rebuked them very thoroughly. So it was just jumping a critical step in church planting. From the evangelistic stage, you should go to the teaching stage before you go to the pastoral stage. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, Daddy. So yeah. What happened if you are in a country where...
Vazi.
This is not this. I can, what happened if you are in a country where missionaries are not allowed to fellowship with local people? I was in Laos. In this country, foreigners are not allowed, according to the law, to worship with local people.
You see, my dear son or brother, look, when you go to every nation, study the existing lines of human flocks in communications in that nation and adjust the gospel to those flocks of communication. As long as men in any society meet and have interaction, study their lines of interaction. It may be necessary for you to start your church in a good restaurant, not in any formal context. As long as men meet in any society, the church can be planted. Because the church is where two or three are gathered. The church is not a place. The church is where two or three are gathered. Jesus deliberately created the reality of the church to be a very dialectical and something in flux. It's a flux. As long as communication can take place, as long as contact can take place, there you can plant a church. Have you understood? So in a place like Laos, wanting to bring people to your house to sing choruses is a waste of time. Have an appointment with somebody in the restaurant. Buy your tea, order your tea, sit down and tell, and then across the table as you chat, share the gospel. You don't need anybody's permission to have a good plate of hamburger or steak on top of your table. And I tell you, the restaurant owner will not like to stop his business by stopping you. And then you can talk, then you can share, you can exchange mementos like a little New Testament, provided you wrap it well enough. You can wrap your literature in a different way and exchange literature and give him something, a little something to read for the next time. And then next week, you come there. The brethren in Australia, that's how many of them started. They just go to the restaurant with some people, and then they sit down there, they chat, exchange some literature. Then the next week, since they are all workers, everybody knows that it is their routine, so that these people come here to come and have lunch together. The church has been planted. And Jesus is fully there. Fully there. And nobody will disturb you.
Seigneur, je te rends grâce pour ce conseil des sages sur la gestion des humains en Asie mineure. Merci Seigneur, parce que tu me donnes encore plus de courage pour annoncer l'évangile contre tout obstacle, contre toute montagne humaine. Au nom tout puissant de Jésus-Christ, amen.
Please, the church is where two or three are gathered.
S'il vous plaît, l'église, c'est là où deux ou trois sont assemblés.
It's not a house.
Ce n'est pas une maison.
It's not a program.
Ce n'est pas un programme.
Don't say opening prayer.
Ne dis pas prière d'ouverture.
Oh, our heavenly Father.
Oh, notre Père céleste.
Then let us have a chorus.
Donnez-nous un cœur.
It keeps on happening each day. It keeps on happening each day. Oh, it keeps on happening each day. That's drawing unnecessary attention.
Ça, c'est attirer l'attention inutilement.
Where we can do it, let us do it.
Là où nous avons la possibilité de le faire, allons-y.
And let us do it loud enough.
Et faisons-le aussi suffisamment, de façon suffisamment bruyante.
Where we cannot do it.
Et là où nous ne pouvons pas le faire.
As long as we can meet men.
Pourvu que nous puissions rencontrer les
tant
hommes.
Qu'on peut rencontrer les
tant hommes, qu'on peut rencontrer les hommes.
The church can be.
L'église peut exister.
The Lord Jesus Christ made church planting very flexible in every society.
Le Seigneur Jésus-Christ avait rendu l'implantation des églises très flexible dans toute société.
In every society.
Dans toutes les sociétés.
But we must become experts in understanding the lines of human communications in the societies we go to.
Mais nous devons devenir des experts pour ce qui est de comprendre les lignes de communication dans les sociétés où nous allons.
How do the people in this society dialogue?
Comment est-ce que les gens dans cette société dialoguent?
What are the natural lines of human commerce?
Quelles sont les pistes naturelles d'échange humain?
Yeah. And exploit it and bend it to serve our gospel.
Et les exploiter et les
adapter.
Les adapter, c'est ça. Merci.
Un autre évangile.
Un autre évangile.
Yeah. If I go to Mauritania.
Si je vais en Mauritanie.
I will tie my Moorish turban.
Je vais m'emballer comme un. Je vais mettre mon turban comme ça, comme un Touareg.
I may start my first church in my car.
Je pourrais commencer ma première église dans ma voiture.
When we are still two or three of us.
Là où nous sommes encore deux ou trois.
We drive to the seaside.
On conduit notre voiture, on va au bord de la mer.
We pack our lunch.
On emporte notre repas de midi.
Merci, in Lagos, when we're still few.
À Lagos, quand nous étions encore peu nombreux.
On Sunday, I carried them to Eleko Beach.
Le dimanche, je les amenais à la plage Eleko.
And then we carried record player.
Et on partait avec notre radio, notre
cassette.
Radio cassette. Merci.
And then we cooked our our lunch.
On préparait notre repas.
And I helped the children to climb horses.
J'aidais les enfants à monter sur les chevaux.
Then after that we meet, we thank God.
Après ça, on se rencontre, on rend grâce à Dieu.
And eat our food.
Et on mange notre nourriture.
Play our record.
On joue à notre musique.
And then I taught them how to sleep with their wives. That's what I did in that, in that lesson.
Et pendant la leçon, je leur ai montré comment. Je les ai enseignés. I'm sorry. Non, non, non.
Tu veux me piéger?
Non, non, pas montrer. Amen.
I taught them from Songs of Songs chapter 5 and Songs of Songs chapter 7.
Je les ai enseignés dans Cantiques des Cantiques chapitre 5 et chapitre 7.
In chapter 5.
Au chapitre 5.
Solomon, the woman expert says you should start touching the woman from the hair right to the feet.
Salomon, l'expert en femme, dit qu'il faut commencer à toucher la femme à partir de sa tête jusqu'à de ses cheveux jusqu'à ses pieds.
Jusqu'aux pieds. In chapter 7.
Au chapitre 7.
He says you should start from the legs right to the head.
Il dit qu'il faut commencer des pieds jusqu'à la tête.
So I told them, brethren, even if you are like me and you got saved when you were a child.
Donc je leur ai dit, frère, si vous êtes comme moi et que vous avez été sauvé étant encore enfant,
and you have no sex education,
et vous n'avez aucun arrière-plan sexuel,
amen. Go to Solomon. He had 1,000.
Allez vous faire enseigner par Salomon. Il avait 1,000 femmes.
And he taught it. He goes from one part to the other.
Et il passe d'une partie du corps à une autre.
Your hair,
tes cheveux.
Your temple,
ton front.
Your neck,
ton cou.
Going down, ensuite, down,
en descendant,
down, down.
En descendant.
Now, don't go and read it in your meditation tomorrow.
Ne va pas lire ça dans ta méditation demain.
If you land in trouble, we are not to blame.
Si tu atterris dans les problèmes, ne nous blâme pas.
Say amen. Amen. But it was those informal sharing.
Mais c'était juste des partages informels.
First of all, by teaching them from the Bible.
Tout d'abord, en les enseignant à partir de la Bible.
I was helping them to develop a sanctified approach to life.
J'étais en train de les aider à développer une approche sanctifiée à la vie.
And to hallow all that God gives.
Et à honorer tout ce que Dieu donne.
So we had many meetings in the beach.
Donc nous avons eu beaucoup de réunions à la plage.
When we went to Jos,
quand nous sommes allés à Jos,
this last time,
cette dernière fois,
we were going to a certain to the headquarters of the church.
Nous étions en route pour le quartier général de l'église.
Then we passed somewhere.
Et nous sommes passés quelque part.
Then Adela shouted.
Et la sœur Adela a crié.
C'est Teddy, Teddy, Teddy.
Elle dit Teddy, Teddy.
This way you brought us.
Hey, c'est ici que tu nous avais amené.
It was the zoo.
C'était le zoo.
I had taken them there to see the lion.
Je les avais amenés là-bas pour voir le lion.
When numbers are still small.
Quand les effectifs sont encore petits.
Why are you locking yourself up in a room like a monastery?
Pourquoi s'enfermer dans une chambre comme si on était dans un monastère?
Go by the lakeside.
Allez au bord du lac.
I tell you, worship will be very sweet.
Je vous assure, l'adoration sera merveilleuse ce jour-là.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I took them to the zoo. I took them to the lake.
Je les ai amenés au zoo. Je les ai amenés au lac.
When we got to 60,
quand nous avons atteint 60 membres,
I didn't carry anybody to any lake.
Je n'amenais plus personne dans un lac quelconque.
The budget it will take.
Le budget que ça allait représenter.
Who has understood me?
Qui a compris?
Yeah, just be natural.
Soyez juste naturel.
And be simple.
Et simple.
Are you sorry for me that I'm fasting? You are not sorry for me. look at how landed in the trap. Okay, ask your question.
Daddy, actually, it's not a question. Just that I have something bothering me, so I wanted to repent. In 2014 or 2015, when we came for the youth leaders meeting, I asked you a question. You were teaching on Genesis 32, and then I asked a question whether the problem of the youth leader, is it as a result of not being filled of the Holy Spirit? So when the meeting was going on, you asked the question back to the whole hall. And then people raised their hand. And then I, the person who asked the question, I did not actually raise my hand. And then if it was not 2014, it was 2015 again. I asked for a commentary. The intention and the motive was to that you should dash me a commentary. But when you asked me to know, I judged it inside me, and then I knew that you will not accept. So I changed. So I changed my words. And then in 2016, when I was about to go to Douala to go and carry out the debt you helped me to pay, when I was in your office, you asked me whether I had a plan. That what am I now going to go and do? I actually had some plan, but I did not say anything. I don't know what I actually said, but I lied. So those things has been worrying me. I wanted that you should forgive me.
Okay, I forgive you. But you missed the commentary, you see.
No, you told me that if I want to use the commentary, if I need the commentary, let me come to our school. By then, I was not yet in school, if I quite remember.
You are not yet coming.
No, by then, I was not yet.
Praise God, but then you came. Yes, you should have asked them to use the commentary so that I may keep my promise. You want a Bible commentary? That's one in front of you.
Yes, Daddy. Yes, Daddy.
Is that your own?
Yes. Yes, Daddy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Read all of it.
Yes, Daddy. Lord, I thank you very much for enabling me, Lord, to ask for forgiveness to Daddy. Lord, thank you, Lord, for this thing that was worrying me. Lord, thank you for the courage you have enabled me to ask for forgiveness. Glory be ascribed unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want some people to pray. Three people.
Je voudrais que toi, rien que trois personnes prient.
That the Lord will enable us.
Pour que le Seigneur nous rende capable.
To use the word of God to do the work of God.
De nous servir de la parole de Dieu pour faire l'œuvre de Dieu.
All that we are sharing.
Tout ce que nous sommes en train de partager.
Is to show you the fact that. We cannot sidestep it.
C'est pour vous montrer le fait qu'on ne peut pas outrepasser cela.
Contourner.
On ne peut pas contourner cela.
We have to come back to the using of the word of God.
Il faut que nous revenions à utiliser la parole.
The crisis of true believing.
La crise de la vraie conversion. De la vraie
de la
La nécessité de l'enjeu de croire à salut. Ça tourne autour de la parole de Dieu. Et il faut que notre cœur soit clair là-dessus. Comme ça, on peut faire le travail de Dieu de façon intelligente. Intelligente. Et savoir ce qu'on est en train de... ça à quoi on est en train d'amener les autres. Et n'est pas deviné. Que trois personnes prient.
Seigneur, nous te disons merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup pour la parole.